equivalent fully dimmable LED bulbs for just $7.95. These Energy Star certified bulbs are warranted and last over 22 years or 25,000 hours. Save up to $150 per incandescent bulb replaced. For the guaranteed lowest price anywhere on these bulbs, shop local and save at Metro Lighting. Visit MetroLightingCenters.com for your nearest location while supplies last. See store for details.
Beautyrest Black is more than a mattress. It's a haven for deep, restorative sleep. With Beautyrest Black, sleep truly is the ultimate luxury. Tonight, dream in black.
Vineyard Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share. Listen in your car or your underwear.
Partners and him.
There's no fun left on
it. We're full of chat and we're full of chit, and we think you'll get lots of
chisel my nizzle.
Oh, yeah.
So get loose and up.
We're I speak that kind of language.
Vineyard Playhouse on the air.
Well, good afternoon. Let me reach. I have to make an adjustment. On my head. Hang on, headphones. There we go. Good afternoon and welcome to the January 4th edition of Pinions Playhouse, brought to you by Johnny Landoff Chevrolet by the low overhead way. That's right. Johnny Landoff Chevrolet. I know. You heard from him earlier today. Well, you're going to hear me talk about him a little more. Plus a joke, plus some stories, plus a creepy story out of a town I never really hear much good about, Detroit. We'll get to that after this.
Hey!
Okay, the control board, it's Eon the Peon. Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus, which is a member of the SIPC and NYSE. And if you are concerned about the future of your investments, it may be a smart idea to get a fresh perspective with Mark and Jason. For their phone number and more, go to
markandjason.com.
Hello to the chicks.
And to Mark Reardon and Jason Becker, as we start into a new year, we cannot thank you enough for the support you've given this show and for letting us know that that decision you made, I don't know, 16, 17 years ago was a good one, and that the results have been more than you expected. Same for us. And now we turn to Dan Strauss. Dan Strauss is in the house with his trouser mouse. Dan, how's it going?
Great. Hi, everybody.
Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven. And my wife, I'd love to be able to say that she made macaroni and cheese, but she's never made macaroni. She never made much of anything, but she brought some home. And as a kid, I hated macaroni, and I don't know why. I just hated it.
You would eat other pasta, but just not
but
macaroni.
Not macaroni. And something about it, like it was too short, or it was weird. And then she brought this stuff home, and I tasted it. And I think, well, this might be the best macaroni and cheese I've ever tasted. And I couldn't figure out why. And then I realized it was the, you know what it was, Rat Boy?
Cheese.
Yes, it was the cheese. Something about the, have you ever had mac and cheese, but they used it like a bitter tasting cheese, and it kind of ruined it?
Oh, yeah. Sure, yeah.
This was perfect. I just wanted to share that with Rat Boy because, hey, he lives for that stuff. Give it up, please, for Bruce Limpress and the All Boy Orchestra.
Yeah. Woo-hoo. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Thank you.
Brought to you by Johnny Landoff Chevrolet. There's really nothing I can tell you about them that we haven't told you over the last 13 years. I guess if you ask the question, why does somebody choose one dealership over another one to buy a vehicle? It depends on the person. Some people do it because the dealership was close. Well, it was near our house or near my office. I think that used to be a good reason, but it's not anymore. It doesn't matter. There are people drive 150 miles to buy a car from Johnny Landoff because of the service, if it's warranty service and you can't get the same, they do it anywhere. Do it at any dealer. They're happy to do it. But for the purchase. And, of course, if you're local, why would you want to have the service done anywhere else? Because the same things you liked about the buying process, about the sales staff, you're going to love about the service department. They've been around a long, long time. Since 1960, they've sat in that same location. They've had the same phone number for, see, 60 would be 57 years.
Mm-hmm.
Same phone number.
Whoa.
Yeah, same location. Was smart enough to never try to get too big. We have 12 dealerships, and we carry 16 different lines. You know, at some point, someday, they may spread out and do another location or two, but they've been very smart about how they did what they do. And don't be deceived by some advertising where a dealership will say, we have 9,000 cars. Yes, but that's at 8 locations. I don't think anybody has more inventory, better selection, can get you where you need to be vehicularly. I made that up.
Ooh.
Oh, that's what it is.
Than Johnny Landoff Chevrolet. And we couldn't thank him enough for the last 13 years. That was a big, big day. That Saturday at Gateway when I met him and we went on the air the following Monday. Washington Elizabeth exit off Interstate 270, 24/7 at Landoff.com.
And I heard they own their building a lot, too.
I never heard that.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Never
yeah.
heard that. Yesterday, Peon was kind enough to start the show off by telling us about some disgusting video with Chuck Berry. And it was disgusting. And this morning, I was thinking about it, and it made me think of somebody I've not thought of for years and years and years. And let me see if you can guess who this is. This guy was a big TV star in a very popular show in the 60s. And when he died under really bizarre circumstances, it came out that he was a really perverted, sick, weird guy.
And
you know who it is?
Yes.
Who?
David Carradine?
Bob Crane.
Bob Crane.
Bob Crane, yes.
What was the movie?
There was a movie about
it. Oh, man,
that.
I got to watch that again. Because it was really, if I remember, it was good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Boy, I can't.
And it did a really good job of just.
Greg Kinnear played him. It was called Autofocus.
Oh, man, I need to see that again. I think
Willem Dafoe was in it, too.
I think the world was stunned. Well, didn't he have, like, a massive collection of perverted?
Yeah.
He would record everything. Yeah.
He videotaped women.
Himself with people. And
oh, man. And you look at him. He looked like the all-American
He was Hogan.
Do you know that I never watched Hogan's Heroes? I never saw one episode of it. I know there was a Colonel Klink or something.
Yeah, Colonel Klink.
But I never watched it. My father-in-law loved that show.
Sergeant Schultz.
But I think it's always interesting, and I don't know if fun's a good word. When somebody passes away, and all of a sudden things are revealed. Take Charles Kuralt. On the road.
Oh, yeah.
The man had two wives.
Two families.
He had two completely different families that didn't know about each other. No wonder he was on the road. He'd take that motorhome, and he'd spend time with wife number one and kids. See ya. Got to go on the road. And he'd have another wife. And neither knew anything about the other. And neither did the world didn't know. I just think that's fascinating when people can pull that off. And get away without those kind of secrets for so long.
And did they ever solve? Wasn't Bob Crane murdered?
Yes.
It was some twisted sexual, wasn't it? Weird,
I
sick.
Think so.
Yes.
Yeah. I need to go look that stuff up again. And what's that movie called?
Autofocus.
I'd like to see that again. Speaking of Greg Kinnear, what happened to him? This is a guy who was in everything.
Oh, he was
and
all
for
over.
For 5 or 8, 6 years or whatever.
Yeah.
Nothing. He was like Richard Crenna.
Oh, a good Greg Kinnear movie to watch.
As good as it gets. That's
one, and Ghost Town with Ricky Gervais.
I've never heard of it.
Oh, you should go get that Ghost Town. Ricky Gervais, Greg Kinnear.
Is it funny or is it scary?
It's funny. It's funny, and Tia Leone.
Okay. Ghost Town.
Yeah.
Yeah, Greg Kinnear, another good, solid, not a major, big name, Tom Cruise, Travolta. But it's been in a lot of things. I just don't know what happened to him lately. Last Friday, I had an epidural. An epidural is what women get when they have babies to numb that part of the body, lower, in my case, lower back. I had actually two needles put in and two shots in the spine. My wife was with me and had also had an epidural in the same session. I can't go into the details as to why. In her case, it's nerve damage from spinal fusion, and they're trying to settle the pain down. In my case, it was the result of an accident that I had had. And while we're there, we're in a room where... by the way, would somebody please invent a better idea than those gowns that was split in the back where people could see your butt? That's been the same gown in the hospital for 100 years.
They're horrible.
How about something better? And you feel behind you like everybody's looking at your butt because it's open.
Yeah.
So we're in a room and little sections and curtains, and there's another woman in there, and we start to talk. And then a nurse comes out, and they always ask, are you allergic to anything? And you know what she said she was allergic to? And I find out it's not uncommon. Band-Aid adhesive.
Oh, I've heard that before, yeah. Oh.
And when she said to the nurse, I'm allergic to Band-Aids, I said, really? Because we had been talking, and we didn't know each other, but we had talked, so I wasn't... I said, I've never heard of that. And the nurse said, oh, my goodness, it's so much more common than you think. She said, it's the adhesive that they're allergic to. So there you go. That's a new one on me. Driving down the road 2 days ago, and I look up and I see a sign for Gentlemen's Club. Now, this is so interesting to me. How does going to a sleazy, dark, usually smoky, scummy, hoary strip club make you a gentleman? How does that work? I'm sorry, you can't come in. This is a gentleman's club. I don't get it. It ought to be called pathetic, can't get a date, loser's club or something, because...
Or married guy's club.
Okay, married guy's club, but no, it's gentleman. Next week, we start our commercials for our new sponsor, Simple Self-Storage. We were going to start this week, but there was some confusion, and things got kind of messed up, so we'll start next week, and I'm thrilled to do it. I know the family, and I know that the self-storage business is a big one, but if you're not careful... you end up with little or no security in a dangerous place in a damp, sometimes dirty storage facility. Not this place. It's in South City. We'll be talking about it next week. Scott Sherman's on tomorrow. We'll make sure you remember that. If you have legal questions, he'll be here to help you with that. Getting ready to see all the car shows pop up in Detroit, St. Louis, L.A. What I've never understood... is every year there are a couple of concept cars that everybody goes, ooh, over. They're never built.
Yeah.
What is that?
I don't know.
Why do they do that? Why do you even do concept cars if they're not ever going to be on the road? Can you ever remember one being manufactured?
No.
Not offhand.
Which one?
I bet some have. No, I can't.
I'll bet you not very many.
No, absolutely not.
What happened to your voice?
I don't know.
No. Bruce, give me that that creepy, really creepy music. Wait till you hear this. Now, I don't know anything about Detroit, but everything that I've ever heard is not very good.
I've
dirty. You've been there
several times, yes.
Crime, dirty, not a great place. This is where this has taken place. There's a University of Michigan anthropologist. And he will be performing next week an autopsy on the remains of somebody who was found in the detached garage of a Detroit house. Wait till you hear this. The body is so decayed, they need to bring in a specialist to decide if it's a man, a woman, how old, cause of death. They don't know the sex, nothing. Here's how it was found. This decomposed body was found a week ago. No, actually not even a week. Last Thursday, face down in the back seat of an early 1990s Plymouth Acclaim that was inside the garage. Now get this. They said the bones were leathery. And again, the body's not, it's old, but it's not 100 years old. This is the 90s. So you could still identify the clothes, pants, shirt, sweater. They discovered the body when a guy who was interested in buying this house wanted to check out the detached garage. Now, the people who were living there were renting the house. And from the time they started living there and rented, the owner told them they were not to use the garage.
Whoa.
Do not go in the garage. So for all these years, the people living in the house have never gone in the garage. So here comes a guy. The house goes up for sale. Here comes a guy. I'm interested, but I want to see the garage.
Wow.
So I'm not sure how he got in the garage or if he did it without permission. But when they went in, here's this early 90s model Plymouth and a body face down in the back seat. There's a neighbor said she had no idea who it could be. Nobody around knows. Well, yeah, their aunt used to live there. They're clueless. Now, would you buy this house? It's not, you're not living in the garage.
No.
So,
I don't know, yeah.
That'd be strange.
That's come up with different things before where you know
property records show that
thing has happened at a house. I don't know if I could ever.
The house and garage, according to property records, sold for the last time in 1986 for $21,000. I mean, that's, I don't know. You ever see Stir of Echoes with Kevin Bacon?
Ooh.
I think so. I think we'll only once, maybe.
See it again.
In Detroit, though, they do have a, down the highway, there's an exit, and it's called Big Beaver Road, and it's and the exit is 69. That's the exit number. No, I'm serious.
Shut up.
Big Beaver Road, exit 69.
Why are they laughing again?
I don't know. Man. That's crazy.
And now back to the subject of how soft we've become. What wuss is. See, wuss is the word you use if you don't use the P word. Here's a perfect example. Here's an article this morning about how in the Dallas airport, Dallas-Fort Worth International Airport, they bring in therapy dogs to help people who are stressed out traveling.
Hmm?
Are you kidding me? And they have other pets for people who are allergic to dogs. So let's say somebody goes, oh, man, I'm so stressed. I've got a layover here. Well, let us go get you a support dog. You can pet while you wait. Okay, I'm allergic to dogs. So they got other things like cats.
Support and turtle.
Yeah.
A support turtle?
Oh,
well,
no.
I'm guessing.
Oh, no, no.
Be something without a
I have heard. Hey, how about the gal on the plane with the pig, pot-bellied pig? That was her support pig. Oh, these people are full of it. This is just an excuse. Look, I'll tell you two quick things. We have friends who have a dog, and they travel with it, and it has a little vest. It's a support dog. Yep. They bought it online. This is not a support dog. It's a way to get the dog on the plane.
Yeah.
And
so
they admit
it. Can travel with it.
And they admit it.
I know somebody else that does that.
All right. I also have a friend who's a physician. He's a doctor. And not too long ago, we met him, and we met his wife, and we had a quick, you know, like happy hour bite to eat. And he's parked in the handicap thing with a handicap placard hanging from his mirror. And I said, James, that's not his name, are you? I didn't know you were handicapped. He said, oh, I'm not. He said, Mickey, who works for me in the office, her husband's a printer. He prints these for friends all the time.
Oh, man.
And I just thought, I like you, and you're a decent guy, and you're a pretty good friend. I don't have a lot of people who are actually close friends, but I wanted to go, but you're also a scumbag.
Yeah. And this being a doctor, you would think that he would want to park further away.
Exactly. And being a doctor, you think he'd be the last guy who'd do that.
Yeah.
No. You can't tell. And here's the thing. Who is it that ever goes along and looks up and checks the numbers on nobody?
No.
Nobody. I mean, you can't tell. It's the real deal. And he said it. And he was kind of embarrassed. He didn't say it bragging. He went, yeah, he printed them for him. He was embarrassed. And he should be that he did it. Thank goodness none of our listeners are like that. Mm-mm. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
All right, Robert, this is for you. I don't think it's been a year, but it's been long enough since we did this. Guy walks out to catch a cab. Let's make it a Laclede cab.
All right.
And he gets in, and the cab driver says, "Wow, perfect timing. You walked right out in the street just as I came along. You are just like Fred." And the passenger said, "Who's Fred?" He says, "Fred Anderson." Oh, my goodness. The cab driver says, "Fred Anderson, he was just one of those guys. He did everything right. His timing was perfect. He was always at the right place at the right time. Just like you. Come on along here. You need a cab. Boom, there I am, just as you step out." Man, that was Fred Anderson. And the passenger says, "Well, look, the guy, whoever he is, he couldn't have been that perfect. Everybody..." He goes, no. "You understand." The cab driver says, "Fred Anderson was the perfect man. He was a great athlete. He could have been a professional tennis player. He could also have been a professional golfer. He could golf with the best of them." And sing? Fred Anderson sang... He could have been in the Metropolitan Opera. Great baritone. And you talk about dancing. Fred Anderson could put the people on Dancing with the Stars to shame. And you should hear, or should have heard, he's gone now, should have heard him play the piano. What an amazing person Fred Anderson was. And the passenger in the cab says, sounds like this guy was... really something special." The cab driver says, no. He wasn't just special. There's more. His memory. He had a memory like a computer. He remembered everybody's birthday, phone numbers, and he knew about wine. All about wine. White wine, red wine, French wine, California wine. He knew what foods to order and the exact perfect right foods with what wine. He was one of those guys, no matter what the setting was, he knew which fork to use. He could fix anything. Not like me. I change a fuse, the power goes out on the whole block. Not Fred. Fred Anderson was practically an electrician. Not only could he do everything, but he did everything right. And the passenger says, "Wow, this guy... something." The cab driver says, "Yeah, but there's more. Fred always knew the quickest route in traffic, and he wouldn't get in a traffic jam. Not like me. Oh, man, I get stuck all the time in traffic. Fred never did. Never made a mistake, and knew how to treat women, knew how to make women feel good, and he would never answer back to a woman, even if he was wrong. He would just be quiet. And his clothing was immaculate. Shoes were shined. Everything fit. He was the perfect man, Fred Anderson. Never made a mistake. No one will ever measure up to Fred Anderson." And the passenger says, "How did you meet this guy?" He goes, "Oh, I never met him. Never met him. He died a couple of years ago." The pastor says, "Well, then how do you know so much about him? How do you know how perfect and great he and wonderful he was? You never met him." He says, "Because I'm the idiot who married his wife."
Meet me. All right, let's see how traffic's moving with Tim Weiland.
All right, I don't know if we have an incident or if it's just a jam-up volume of traffic, but on westbound 5570, just past 157, things start jamming up back to Highway 255. If you're traveling on westbound 70, you're running that slow pocket between Riverview, Jennings Station Road. Also, you're heading now from Hanley out past Air Flight, and then things open up. They have cleared the incident and the lanes at westbound 70 at Lynn. Williamsburg. We have southbound 270 that's running stop and go from Highway 40 down through Doherty Ferry. They just cleared an accident northbound 55 north of Lindbergh. Westbound Highway 40 jams pretty solid now from Compton out through McCausland. You're heavy from Clayton Warson in pockets out through 270. And it looks like we're jammed up pretty well from just west of the Boone Bridge out past Highway K. Eastbound Highway 270 slows east of McDonald through New Florissant, and northbound 170 pretty solid from Highway 70 up through Highway 270. And this report brought to you by the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. You want the best for your children, especially when they're not feeling well. The Exergen Temporal Scanner takes your child's temperature quickly and accurately. Pick one up at Walmart or other fine retailers today. I'm Tim Weiland from the Vincent Mortgage Traffic Center.
Hello, testing, testing. Am I on? Is this thing working? Hi, it's Rick Sanborn, and I'm going to host a new show here on the Big 550, but you'll probably never hear it, unless you're up all nights on Saturdays. Beginning this weekend, I'll be live and in studio here at KTRS. It'll be a different style from your normal talk radio, because I'm not normal, just ask my shrink. The goal is to keep you entertained with the unexpected, so tune in to see if I can pull it off. I'd love for you to be my co-host, so call-ins will be welcome in the overnight hours. I'm calling it Nothing Good Happens After Midnight. It begins Saturday at midnight into Sunday morning.
How would you like to flip a contract on a house overnight for a nice profit? Hi, I'm Nick Fertucci. For the last 3 years, my elite team of house flippers have used my unique three-step flipping system to reduce risk and make money flipping houses. I'm growing my team in your area, and I'm looking for help. I have more cash available than deals right now, and I can show you how to get up to $350,000 of pre-approved real estate funding. That's right, I said it. $350,000 of pre-approved real estate funding, regardless of credit score. Interested candidates, call now and get an inside peek of my flipping system. I'll rush you out a free copy of my Fortunes and Flipping CD kit that will show you how to get in, get out, and get paid when you come join my team.
Call 1-800-614-3214 now to get your free Fortunes and Flipping CD. Call 800-614-3214 now, and you'll also get free tickets to a live training workshop that includes a free meal, free smartwatch, power charger, and USB drive loaded with powerful information as free gifts just for attending. Call 800-614-3214. That's 800-614-3214. Call now.
Aaron and Anna here. We're the third generation of Seattle Sutton's Healthy Eating, a family-owned company. Seattle Sutton's Healthy Eating is not just another weight loss program. We deliver freshly prepared, portion-controlled meals that even include fresh fruits and vegetables. We do all the work for you. 21 meals for the week that include breakfast, lunch, and dinner delivered to your door. All of our meals are sodium-restricted, low-cholesterol, and low-fat. It's a weekly program with no contracts to sign or counseling to attend. Whether it's weight loss, heart disease, diabetes, or perhaps convenience for an elderly loved one, Seattle Sutton's Healthy Eating is your answer. Delivery available nationwide. Lose weight and feel great. Make this your year. Start Seattle Sutton's today. It's your life, your health. Take control. Call us now at 800-442-DIET. That's 800-442-3438. Or visit SeattleSutton.com.
Thanks for calling Soma Biotics. Are you calling for a free trial of our belly flattening breakthrough?
Actually, I already got the free trial. It totally flattened my belly.
Wow, that's great news.
But now I have a problem I never thought I'd have. My belly just keeps getting flatter. I mean, I don't want to look like a runway model, but I don't want to stop taking Soma Biotics either. Because seriously, I've never looked this good.
Well, here's one thing you can do. Only take Soma Biotics every other day. That'll keep up your results without making your belly too flat. And if you ever need to ramp up your belly flattening results again, just go back to taking it every day.
To get your free trial of Soma Biotics, call 1-800-700-2321. You're going to love how you look. And if your belly flattening results are too dramatic, simply reduce use to every other day. But hurry and call now for details while they're still giving it away for free. Call 1-800-700-2321. That's 1-800-700-2321. 1-800-700-2321.
The next time you're in your basement, look up. What do you see? If it's a vast expanse of pipes, ducts, wires, and the supports of the floor above, it's not exactly what you'd call attractive.
Ew!
And if your basement is also your man cave, the horrible acoustics from all that stuff above your head makes your electronics sound terrible, even with the best sound system. You need the experts. From the Ceiling Center. The Ceiling Center specializes in ceilings, as well as flooring for your basement. They do commercial as well as residential projects. The Ceiling Center installs metal ceilings, acoustical ceilings, even decals of your favorite sports teams. They also install all types of flooring, like carpeting, hardwood, and tile. And here's the good part. The Ceiling Center has more variety than those big box stores, with over 20 different tiles on display, all at lower prices than those big box stores. The Ceiling Center has been owned by the same family since 1987 and has a reputation for doing ceilings and floors right the first time. Change your basement from
nice
with the help of the Ceiling Center on St. Charles Rock Road in Bridgeton, a half mile west of I-270. Online at theceilingcenter.com.
With the Kohler standby generator from CK Power, your power stays on even when the rest of the neighborhood is in the dark. Kohler natural gas and propane-powered backup generators can restore power to your home or business in as little as 10 seconds. They're recognized by the National Home Builders Association and Consumer Reports as the highest quality and best value choices when protecting your home from power interruptions. CK Power has been a Kohler Power Systems distributor for more than 30 years and provides engineering, power system application expertise, sales, parts, preventive maintenance service, and year-round 24-hour emergency service. Don't be left in the dark. Get a Kohler standby generator from CK Power's professional commitment to quality installation and service. Kohler standby generators from CK Power, your complete source for engine and generator power. Call 1-855-CK-POWER or online at ckpower.com.
Quartz, not gallons or pints. We're talking about the stone.
Quartz. And it's not just for watch batteries. It can actually beautify your kitchen and bath and increase the resale value of your home. If you haven't seen the new look of Quartz countertops in person, what are you waiting for? With top brand names like Caesar Stone, Silestone, and Polar Stone in stock, E&B Granite has the absolute largest selection of marble look quartz in the region. Choose from over 100 colors and styles of brilliant quartz at the best prices in town. Visit E&B Granite today on Manchester Road near Hampton.
The Beautyrest Platinum mattress brings you innovative design and superior style. Have you experienced elegantly orchestrated sleep? With Beautyrest Platinum, you will. It's not about finding the right setting or choosing a number. You can enjoy the precision and control that results from individually pocketed coils flexing to your unique shape and air-cooled gel memory foam adapting to keep you comfortable, all without you lifting a finger. Experience a Beautyrest Platinum sleep system tonight.
I know this song. We play it just before we introduce the guy from California. His name is Mike Evans. Brought to you by Any Guns and the Smokehouse Market, which is right next door. Any Guns is a restaurant. Smokehouse is a market. And a gift card from either is greatly appreciated, and they sell them all year long, thousands of them. East of everything else in Chesterfield Valley, Annie Guns and the Smokehouse, and now here's Mike Evans, everybody. So, you recorded it. Did you finally watch The Apprentice?
Oh, wait, he's still not on hold yet.
Are you kidding? Well, that makes me feel stupid.
What are they doing back there? Are they doing their own show back there?
That sounded stupid.
No, he's explaining to me about his procedure tomorrow and what's going to happen.
It doesn't matter. It's made me sound really stupid. I said, here's my guy.
You don't need Dan to sound stupid.
Oh, isn't that nice?
Oh, man.
Real nice. Wow. So what's this? We're a little shorter leash today, but what's this procedure tomorrow?
I know it's 70, it's very odd, but I'm having a wisdom tooth extracted.
I can't believe you're 70.
I know.
When did you turn 70?
I'm not 70.
Okay.
Next birthday, 70.
Okay.
But I'm having a tooth extracted. But you know what? I got a penis.
Chicken butt.
Penis!
What does that mean?
It means I'm not going to get knocked out for this. I'll just stay there and take it like a man.
That's impressive.
Is it bothering you?
Oh, hell yeah. It's been bothering me since Christmas. But I've been such a chicken, I wouldn't go in.
Here's my guess. Like lots of other things, once it's done, you'll go, that was it? It's just not going to be that big a deal. That's what I'm guessing.
Well, my guy says, and he's a friend of mine, as I told you, the oral surgeon, he goes, I'm going to numb your whole head. So he goes, I guarantee you're not going to feel anything.
Why didn't you check?
Maybe a little uncomfortable me getting that thing out of there.
If he listened to your segment, he'd know your head's already numb.
Oh. Yeah, I don't think we need to go there, Skillet.
I knew you that started was coming.
It. Yeah, I could tell Dan was ahead of me.
The only thing I've never had, I think I still have all my wisdom teeth. I've never had them taken out. But the only thing I've heard from other people having is you got to watch out for dry sockets.
Yep.
What?
Dry socket.
Whatever. Yeah,
what
it's where the nerve is exposed or something.
Yeah.
And
you have to keep it.
Hold on. You watch out for this if you have the procedure.
Well,
afterwards,
you have to make sure you don't get dry socket.
Yeah.
Whatever the hole where your tooth was, it has exposed nerves, and I heard that could be...
Why don't they cover that with something?
They do.
I think they shove gauze
in there. They have gauze in there, but you can still get dry socket, and they say that it is so painful.
That's just great. He was doing fine, and now you do that.
Are you sure you don't want to get numb anymore?
He'll explain it all to you about dry socket, but don't drink through a straw. My daughter, Alyssa, had all four wisdom teeth taken out at the same time, and she did not experience dry socket because she followed everything that they told her.
It was something, too. You know, like, smokers can't smoke after because that could get dry socket.
Well, I got a tennis gig on Friday morning, the next morning. That shows you how brave I am.
Well, you should be able to play tennis.
And I'm going to kick this guy's butt when I play against him.
Well, probably because you'll be mad.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know, but you know what? Manly man going to take care of my business. But I'm telling you right now, I'm having it done at 1:20. I'll probably be out of there at 2:30.
2:30.
Probably about an hour later.
Hurdy, that's good.
And then I'll be home, and I should be able to be on the air an hour after having teeth taken out, okay? Well, but I think I'm that kind of man.
One of the great jokes when I was a kid, what time does the Chinese guy go to the dentist? Tooth hurdy. Okay, sorry.
Popquiz question. Name the name of the Australian star who owns vineyards and one of the most successful wineries in Australia. It's called Koala Blue Wines. Russell Crowe. Nicole Kidman. Hugh Jackman.
Nicole Kidman, he said.
What the hell? You got a finger up his butt?
I know.
I don't know. You don't think she's pretty?
Olivia Newton-John.
Olivia Neutron Bomb. You don't think Nicole Kidman's pretty?
Not
in a hot way.
I think she's gorgeous.
Yeah, no, she's never done it for me.
She wouldn't, and she will. She won't either.
Well, that's what I'm turning her away.
Oh, you got that right.
Go away.
You're turning her away.
The expert picks for the Golden Globes on Sunday. We'll go check. We'll go out to the Golden Globes on Sunday here in L.A. That's always kind of fun. Best Picture Drama, Manchester by the Sea. Best Lead Actor in a Movie Drama, Casey Affleck.
I could not disagree more.
Manchester by the Sea.
Oh.
Lead Actress in a Movie Drama, Natalie Portman in Jackie.
I do agree.
Best Motion Picture Musical or Comedy, La La Land.
I disagree.
Lead Actor, Musical, Comedy, Ryan Gosling, La La Land.
I disagree.
Lead Actress in a Musical or Comedy, Emma Stone, La La Land.
Disagree.
TV Drama Series, The Crown.
I haven't seen it.
Netflix. And Best TV Comedy Series, Veep.
Never saw it, but I'm sure it's good because I like her. I like her.
It's a funny show.
Julie Dreyfus.
Movie news, Nick Cage is signed to play, Ronald Reagan.
Who is this?
We don't know. We don't know who it is.
You know damn well who it is.
No.
In a biopic, the friends say, but he's telling friends he might not do it because he thinks that a lot of people might in Hollywood look down on him because they're so liberal
and
they
could
hurt his career. Hey, Nick Cage.
I thought it was Danny DeVito. You shouldn't look down on him.
That's what hurt your career.
Short humor.
He's horrible. One of the worst actors I've ever seen in my life.
No, I don't. He's done a couple of really good movies.
One. Give me one. And don't say Leaving Las Vegas because that was hideous.
Face Off. And the one where he was a drunk, alcoholic.
That was the Leaving Las Vegas.
Was that Leaving Las Vegas?
Yeah. He won an Academy Award for that.
Okay, what about Con Air?
Ooh, yeah.
Oh, I like that one. Yeah.
Con Air.
And the first Treasure movie he did.
National Treasure.
Come on!
Well, they got...
Get on yourself!
The sequels, they started going down.
What about this? What about Moonlighting with Cher?
Cher carried that movie.
But he was good.
Raising Arizona.
There you go.
Oh, please.
1 minute, Mr. Evans.
Will Ferrell wanted to star in the Reagan movie that would have made fun of him when he got old and showed that he had dementia and Alzheimer's and was senile. But if you remember right, that whole idea, that project was canceled quickly because of the pressure. Morgan Freeman said that he didn't think Shawshank Redemption was that good a movie. What?
Who said that?
What?
Well, so must
quick movie
have seen
review.
It.
I loved it. Patriots Day, all about the Boston Marathon. Bombing stars Mark Wahlberg and John Goodman. 4 stars.
Looks good.
Looks very, very good. 2 more predictions. Jennifer Aniston will adopt a baby. Kia Gerber, Cindy Crawford's incredible, gorgeous 15-year-old daughter will become a supermodel and get into the movies in 2017. She makes her mother, Cindy Crawford, look like Elmer Fudd.
And finally.
Be the last time I talk to you until after my procedure. Hopefully I don't die during it. I mean, we have to announce that after this wonderful broadcast.
You're not going to die.
Name the name of the Australian star who owns vineyards in Australia and a very successful winery, Koala Blue Winery. Is it Russell Crowe, Nicole Kidman, Hugh Jackman, Olivia Newton-John?
Ooh, I'll go Hugh Jackman.
Russell Crowe.
I'll go Neutron Bomb. Olivia Newton-John.
The answer is Olivia Newton-John.
Uh-huh. Oh.
I'm Mike Evans.
There you go.
Facing a manly decision not to be put down or take propofol.
You go, boy.
Or going to oral surgery.
You go, boy.
You're coming!
He's scared to death. He's such a baby.
That's why I brought up the crisis.
I know.
Oh, well, that was great. Because just when he's decided,
I'm going to tough it out.
You hit the dry socket, and you made it sound so horrible.
Oh, it is.
I've never had it, but I've heard from it is one of the.
It's painful. Oh, that's man.
I've got all my wisdom teeth. I'm keeping them now. I'm not doing that. One of the great things that happened. Mike Evans brought to you by Annie Guns. Annie Guns Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market right next door. One of the terrific things that happened in 2016 that happened to the show and happened to me was MD Health and Wellness. Thank you to the dozens, and by now we may have hit a couple of hundred people, who have decided, hey, I'm tired of being fat. And you know that I'm not going to mention anything I don't believe in. In my whole radio life, I've done one weight loss program and refused to do the others until this came along. So I participated myself. I lost 35 pounds in 6 weeks, still holding strong at about 215 instead of 250. And I talked to someone who was in there the day before they closed for the New Year's holiday. And they said the woman was in there going on and on about being AM and the PM. And said, I don't want to wait till after the first of the year. I want to get this started. Ma'am, good luck to you and keep me posted. Email me and let me know how that's going. I already know how it's going to go unless you cheat. If you follow the rules, their rules, you're going to be so happy with this. The place is MD Health and Wellness. The particular program I'm talking about is the HCG program. I can't tell you what they're going to do for you because I don't know you and I haven't seen your, you know, what you're allergic to, how big you really are. Can your heart take phentermine, the appetite suppressant? Probably, but I don't know that. So let me know if you do go, any of you who go, please email me, frankopinion@yahoo.com, and let me know about your progress. They also deal with people who have type 2 diabetes. That is reversible. They'll show you how. And low T, low testosterone. Again, in 2016, we changed a lot of lives, including mine, with weight loss through MD Health and Wellness. MD, they're in Bridgeton. MDHealthWellness.com. Meet me.
Time for a final check on traffic this afternoon. Here's Tim Weiland.
All right, just got word of an accident. Laclede Station at Watson. It looks like we have an accident, or maybe it's a stall, but it's blocking the left lane on eastbound Highway 70 just after Jennings Station Road, and that had you backed up all the way to Florissant. They're working with an accident on westbound Highway 4064 before Clarkson. Looks like the right lane's blocked you back to Highway 141. Got an incident on southbound 170 just south of Olive. The left lane is blocked there, and your traffic is backed up north of Olive. We have some slow pockets on southbound 270 from 40 all the way down through Highway 55. And if you are on eastbound Highway 270, just a little slowdown now between 170 and new fluorescent. This traffic report brought to you by the Ectrogen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. Taking your child's temperature should be as stressful as fighting through traffic. With the Ectrogen Temporal Scanner, one gentle forehead scan is all it takes. Pick one up at Target or other fine retailers today. I'm Tim Weiland from the Vincent Mortgage Traffic Center.
This is where St. Louis comes to talk.
Look, we're not saying it's right.
The Big 550.
On the phone, please say your name.
KTRS.
Reel in the big one at the Let's Go Fishing Show this Friday through Sunday at Gateway Center in Collinsville. Jump over 100 vendors, including fishing boats, rods, reels, tackles, resorts, and free seminars. Meet Mr. Crappie, Wally Marshall, and Kevin Rogers. Go to letsgoshows.com for coupons and more info.
Premier Heating and Cooling. For all your heating and cooling needs, call Premier at 636-916-1122 or on the web at premierheatingcooling.net.
Protecting what matters most for over 140 years, ADT is more than a sign in your yard. It's your line in the sand. Visit ADT.com.
HelloFresh delivers recipes and ingredients for a home-cooked meal in around 30 minutes, like this popular recipe. Start with a working couple. Add two demanding jobs. Mix all too well. Bake for 8 to 10 hours or until too tired for grocery shopping. Remove from office and place in home to cool. Receive HelloFresh delivery. Preheat ambition to cook healthier. Trim off temptation to order pizza. Be sure to remove any tight or uncomfortable shoes. Add 2 cups of wine. Sip until tender. Choose a recipe that looks delicious. Remove pre-measured fresh ingredients from HelloFresh recipe box. While following step-by-step recipe, use delicious aromas to motivate kids to set the table. Cook until mouth starts to water, and holy ravioli, you can add tasty mushroom ravioli gratin to your resumes. Fist bump and enjoy. Delicious ingredients you'll love to eat. Simple recipes you'll live to cook. HelloFresh. Get cooking. Get $20 off your first delivery plus free shipping at HelloFresh.com/radio.
Fox 2 News at 6 on KTRS St. Louis.
You wouldn't really know it looking outside right now, but the first snow of the season is still right on schedule for the St. Louis area. I'll let you know when it starts to move into the St. Louis area, how bad the roads will be, and how much will fall.
Authorities issue a winter weather travel advisory for late tonight. We'll tell you what they're doing to plan ahead and what you need to know before you go.
Lawsuit dismissed involving the death of Pam Hupp's mom. I'll tell you why the plaintiff's attorney said the case became about Pam Hupp, but should have remained focused on the balcony railing.
But first on Fox, the first flakes of 2017 set to fall.
And it could create a messy morning commute. Right now, the roads are clear, but cold as drivers head home for the evening. And now